Chapter 40, A Temple of Living Stones.
This warning God presents to me as especially necessary for your welfare. He loves you with a love that is immeasurable. He loves your brethren in the faith, and he works with them to the same end as that to which he works with you. His church on earth is to assume divine proportions before the world as a temple built of living stones, each one reflecting light. It is to be the light of the world as a city set on a hill which cannot be hid. It is built of stones laid close together, stone fitting to stone, making a firm, solid building. Not all the stones are of the same shape or form. Some are large, some are small, but each has its own place to fill, and the value of each stone is determined by the light that it reflects. This is God's plan. He desires all his workers to fill their appointed places in the work for this time. We are living amidst the perils of the last days. We are wisely to cultivate every mental and physical power, for all are needed to make the church a building that will represent the wisdom of the great designer. The talents given us by God are his gifts, and they are to be used in their right relation to one another so as to make a perfect whole. God gives the talents, the powers of the mind. Man forms the character.